Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good evening.
This is Marvelous Monday. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of, I'm sorry, see, I get caught up in my day. This is Terrific Tuesday. Today was Monday. So I get so excited, I get caught with Monday and Tuesday. The second time I've done that, I like to make sure I write it down and post it up so I can see it. It is so exciting to have an opportunity to come to you on Terrific Tuesday. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. Now, what we want to do here is offer some expertise in regards to relationships, real relationship issues. I'm the real relationship guru with no filters. I'm so excited to be here, and I have some outstanding people that works with me, share their thoughts as guest experts, and I do appreciate them coming on and being a part of what we're trying to do here. Just keep in mind, we're offering a vessel to get the word out, and it's in regards to relationships. So what we want to do is bring you the best analysis, the best thoughts in regards to real relationship issues. Now, if you want to be a part of this, because we're being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, you can give a call in if you want to and just listen to the show, as well as if you want to offer your comments. That number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, we're being, in essence, broadcast not only through Blog Talk Radio, but also through Facebook. I have several people joining me at this time on Facebook. And for those people on Blog Talk Radio, I just gave out the information for Blog Talk Radio. So individuals on Facebook, you can go and join us that way. But for the people on Facebook, it's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. Dialberto Smith. You can check us out through that that vehicle, and you can be a part of the show as well. All right, we got a standing topic for the show tonight, and the topic tonight is when should you leave the relationship? And that's going to be a question we're going to discuss in depth. So what we want to do is make sure we touch on all the things we need to contact us, and that's what we are going about to do right now. To tweet the show, you go to @TheDrLowShow with the number one, @DrLorenzaSmith with the number one. Also, there's several other ways. It's @TalkingRealToYou, which is our other show, or you want to go to Talking Sports Club, that's fine to go that way. @LorenzaDSmith15. You got so many ways we want you to be able to contact us. So we want you to be a part of it. Now, what I want to do from this point is introduce one of the guest experts that's on the phone tonight. And I appreciate having her back this week. It's every 2 weeks. That's where our show goes, every 2 weeks. That's every other Tuesday. She hails from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated, a retired educator as an administrator, and she also has an opportunity to work in counseling, and she's grinding right now, doing great things up in the state of South Carolina, none other than Scarlett A. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine tonight. How are you? And to our listening audience, we're so glad to have them back with us tonight, too. I'm sorry I missed last week, but I was traveling.
Yes, and she was traveling. We shared it with most of you all last week that joined us last week, that she was on the road and wouldn't be here on that night. So it was outstanding. That was part three. And we had another millennium join us last week, well, 2 weeks ago, and that was Cameron Gimmer. He'll be joining us from time to time. He's a millennial. He shares his thought in regards to that, and we do appreciate him joining us on the Dr. Lowe Show. Also, the other individuals that are experts that play a major part with our show, first we have help from the state of Georgia, surrounding Atlanta. She's the other doctor on the show, and we'll give her the right thing she should have. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith, and she'll be joining us as soon as she gets an opportunity to. All right, last but not least, we'll never forget this young lady. And as I told everybody on the other show last week, that she found her job, she's working, and sometimes she's able to get off, and sometimes she's not able to get off. But like I say, they'll join us as experts, so we understand that. It's not like the situation as co-hosts is just experts, so we thank them for joining. All right, that's another millennial, young lady, member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. That's Lauren D. Smith. And Dr. Olivia E. Smith is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So we have a panhellenic council going
panhellenic
on here.
Panhellenic
council. Remember, we're excited that three of the sororities that make up the Divine Nine. And myself being a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, you know, that's four of us out of the nine. So that is awesome to have a wide range of individuals to offer expertise. Charlie, we're going to get started tonight. We're going to talk about some topics, and we want to kind of come up with a conclusion so we leave off the show tonight. But also, I want to let our listeners know that we're going to have some advertising. We're going to run some sponsorship in here that's going to have some promotional things they want to hear. They want to promote their business. I'm going to make sure I take minutes in between every 15 minutes or every 12 minutes to make sure I run they 1.5 minute advertising. So this is something different. We're working on it. Each time we're trying to make it even better. So what we're going to do now is talk about when should you leave the relationship. That is the title. And we want to start off with one topic I thought was really important because we got to relate things to what's going on traditionally and what happened in the past or to what's happened today because things are totally different. So what we want to do is share as much knowledge we have. Now, it would be so much better to have our millennials on here because they can share them strong thoughts about what they're going through at the age of 23, 24, 25, 21, 22, and up until 27. So we want to really be able to look at that. And if they call in, we'll make sure we put them on the line. And if they want to go back and talk about this topic, we will. Scarlett, why are modern relationships falling apart so easily today? And I'll let you get started with that, and we'll fall in right behind you.
Relationships are falling apart so easily today because of the trust and lack of commitment. The pressures today in 21st century are very challenging and they're very heavy. And basically, if the lack of commitment, what you go into a relationship, the boundaries that were set, the commitments that you made, things of that nature, can be easily broken. It seems like, you know, the word commitment is like a taboo now. You know, it's just something that you don't really talk about. And those that are going into relationships and haven't had that communication talk that we talked about so much on this show, Dr. Lowe,
yes.
Where you've communicated what is that you're coming into a relationship with, what do you want, what do you expect while you're inside the relationship, and how do you continue to make that relationship grow? And all that comes down to communication, commitment, and trust. And sometimes when those elements are broken, when those factors are broken, you know, it's just easier to say, you know, I'm out of here. And it ends. It goes. So to me, that's one of the things that you really have to be, excuse me, I'm having allergies problems tonight. One of the things you really have to look at is how do you come into a relationship? Why are you in the relationship? What are the expectations for the relationship and the boundaries? And those things really have to be part of that communication piece that we've talked about so many times that's vitally important to any relationship, whether it's one of today, whether it's a couple who's been established for quite a while or grown to their senior years together. Those things still matter. And if they're missing, then sometimes just, you know, someone would just say, you know, hey, I'm gone.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of have to understand, that it's so easy to walk away. It's going to require hard work. And Scarlett, we're going to talk about when we're talking about a healthy relationship and the traits that we talked about earlier. And it's so important that we don't forget that. When we talk about why the modern relationship is falling apart so easily, we have to go back and kind of reemphasize those five important things or important traits or tips for a healthy relationship. We have to keep in mind that self-love is number one. And if you're not loving yourself, it's hard to stay in any kind of relationship, whether it was traditional, it's 30 years ago, 40 years ago, or today. We have so many other things going on that we consider to be important to us, and sometimes we forget about ourselves. We focus on other things that make us think we're much more than what we really should be, or in essence, we spend more time on Facebook and people telling us things that we're not comfortable with. Self-esteem, in some cases, is so low that sometimes we allow Facebook, social media to be that all-be-all, which is not true. But if you have that self-love where you can sit there and look in the mirror and you can say, I love what I see. I'm comfortable in my skin. You know, then you're going to have a healthy relationship. But like I said, you run into a lot of problems today. There's so many things tugging at our young people that they don't really see it the same way. They really see that they're better off being alone than to be with some of the situations that you have to deal with now, whereas you didn't have to deal with maybe 40 years ago, or we didn't know about it, more or less. So self-love is real important. So it's falling apart because, first of all, you can't love someone else if you don't love yourself. And we got to believe that and know that that's something we have to make sure is a major part of what we're living and doing in our life. Second, and we're going to look at trust issues. That's one of the biggest things because people are so open with doing things. We're in a time now where they have no problem if they see something they prefer having, whether it's a person that's in a relationship, a mate of somebody, they'll literally walk up on that mate. And it's so amazing when I said that because I was in a relationship and a young lady told me that in this particular area in the country, she said, now they'll walk up, you know, walk up on me while I'm with you, you know what I'm saying, and wouldn't really care. And that's something in the modern relationship we didn't have to do with 30 or 40 years, having respect for the other person. And Scott, if you want to kind of share some thoughts about maybe honesty and how that play a role and where some of that is missing in this type of, in the modern relationship as we relate to the traditional relationship.
Well, that trust and honesty kind of goes hand in hand. In relationships, if you have really communicated, and all this goes back to that communication piece, Doc, you know, that we, like I said, we've talked about for quite a while.
Yeah.
And communicating with the other person, it's what you bring to the table. If you know that you're dealing with someone who has nothing to bring to the table, has never brought anything to the table, what is it that you expect is going to happen in that relationship? Nothing's going to be on the table because everyone's trying to play the games and not being honest and trying to say things that you think that the other partner wants to hear or push you into this fantasy role where you are something that you really aren't. You have to be really, being in a relationship is really a vulnerable situation because you have to be real. You have to be real with each other. And that honesty and that trust piece comes to light. If you are hiding things, you're not being totally honest. I think we've talked about that quite a bit on the show too. You know, truth is going to always come out because if you don't tell it, somebody else will. I mean, you know, really, if you don't tell the truth, somebody else is going to tell it for you. So you might as well go into a relationship, you know, already being honest and about it. Honesty builds trust. It helps build the trust factor because that means that, you know, I know this person, I know what they're all about, and I know what they would do and what they would not do. You know, sometimes people will bring you bring a bone, carry a bone, take one back, you know, outside people trying to tell you about your man or your woman or whatever case may be. You know, if you're really honest and you're trusting and you're communicating, You know who that person is. Someone can tell you something, but the person that you know, that doesn't, it doesn't measure up. It doesn't, it's not in sync. So again, the trust, honesty helps build that trust tremendously. And you come into a relationship, bring something into the table, communicate, get it all straight before you come into the relationship as much as you possibly can, and then continue to work hard on it. Relationships are not easy. Even back, you know, during the from the time of man and woman, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to maintain. But you have to really work at it if it's important to you. And that's what I would think that would be the next thing. Is it important? You know, or are you in it just to say you got somebody? Or are you really in it because you truly love that person and you want to stay in it?
Exactly. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to offer your analysis or expertise in regards to the modern-day relationship, press 1, and then I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I will ask you, give us your name, your location, then offer your thoughts in regards to all your analysis or your expertise. Now, Scarlett hit on some strong, very strong points. You know, you got your intention has to be real. Sometimes people come into the relationship with the intent of doing something or getting something out of the relationship, but not willing to put it in. First of all, she mentioned something so important, and that's not only, and we got to understand when we're talking about a relationship, it's not only just being in a relationship with somebody that you consider to be your, you know, if it's a marriage or a friendship or whatever it is, but on the job. Everybody have what we call sometimes, not everybody, a lot of times people have hidden motives. And those motives may not be intentionally right for you to make sure you be successful in that relationship. Now, since the beginning of time, as Scarlett said, there were some things going on then that we might have escalated and became a little different, more modernized now, but it's still, when you're talking about in a relationship, you're talking about giving 365 days a year. We're talking about 7 days a week. We're talking about 24 hours a day. If you're not really ready for that or willing to be committed to that situation for that time and for that period, don't get into that relationship. Don't. We have this saying here on this show is that if you see if people show themselves and you are not comfortable with what they're showing, you feel like it's detrimental to you, run as fast as you can. See, that's what we say. Don't stay there and say, well, it's going to get better. It's not going to get better. It's because it's a lot of things that cause people to not be in that relationship. We talked about really 3 of them, but also Scarlett shared one point about talking about communication. If you cannot communicate with that person that you're in a relationship, it doesn't matter whether it's modern day relationship or it was 40 years ago or 50 years, 100 years ago relationship. It doesn't matter whether it's on the job. It doesn't matter if it's your family. It don't matter if it's your friend or whether it's a romantic relationship. You're not able to communicate. And instead of you communicating for understanding, which is number 4, which is my hashtag, you're going to be communicating to understand. And you're going to have a problem with that because that means you're telling people what you want them to hear. And most people want to be able to take what you have and digest it, then be able to come back and respond to you. That's communicating for understanding.
And let's also remind our listeners that you've also talked on this show. We've talked about this a lot, too, about the commitment in terms of being in the relationship. You can't be 10% in and 90% out the door somewhere else. You got to be 100.
Exactly.
This is 100% commitment. It's not, you know, based on, you know, I'm going to do half of this and half of that, or I'm going to do 90% of this and 10% of that. That's not the way it works. That's the way sometimes, you know, all of us would like to think it works, but that's not the way it works. It takes 100%. And, you know, like you said, and we always talk about, you know, this is 24/7. And regardless of whether you 19, 20, 21, 22, or you 51, 52, or whatever case may be, the rules of the tips that, you know, we've been providing, it's the same thing since the start of time. You know, the trust, the honesty, communication, you know, the self-love, loving yourself, things of that nature, not having a low self-esteem or not having someone that you say creates a low self-esteem environment for you. And so these things are, you know, we keep reinforcing it, but we can't reinforce it enough because these are tried and true things. It truly is.
Awesome. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we're going to do two things here. We'll give our call-in number. That's 347-857-4192. I'll say a third thing. I'm going to say a third thing as well. Also on the line, we have our other expert. Hails from the state of Georgia. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Dr. Smith, how are you?
I am good. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing fine.
We are
how
fine.
Are you?
We're glad you're able to join us, and that's Dr. Smith. And we was talking about the modern day relationship falling apart so easily. But before we do that, it's important. I tell you, we have sponsorship, and these individuals taking time to want to sponsor a segment of our show. And I want
most
to
definitely.
Let's pay some bills. I call pay some bills. So
there
we're gonna do that. We're gonna do this promo for this establishment.
AKA the young man, AKA the guy your boyfriend can't stand. Request live and I'll open that 1-800-LOVE-BABY. That's 1-800-LUVE-BABY. Welcome to the club we have. Ladies, tonight's gonna be special cause heard you was looking for me. That's right.
If you're looking for an awesome atmosphere to relax, have drinks, and enjoy good music, check out The Village Place, 107 South Court Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104. Happy hours 5 to 7. Make sure you ask for Tracy Hurd Kendrick.
Awesome to the Village Place. We appreciate them taking the opportunity and want to have their establishment broadcast on our show. We're so happy to have them, and that's Tracy Hurd Kendrick. Check her out. Go down there and see exactly in regards to what's going on at the Village Place, 107 South Court Street. All right, that's awesome, awesome.
Love the name, Village Place. It's all right.
I'm somehow getting some feedback here, but we're going to work through it because I think just hold on 1 second, my team. I'm getting some, I'm having Scarlett being able to talk to me and she's not talking. But that's
I haven't
the way
said,
it works.
I said I like the theme, the Village Place. That's nice with our sponsors. That's really very nice.
Uh-huh.
I like the name.
Exactly. But I think
you're
breaking
up.
I'm getting a feedback with my computer, but it's all good. It's all good. We're gonna make it do what it do. All right, yep, we were talking about the modern relationship falling apart so easy today. You want to share the thoughts about that in regards to why it's falling apart? It's just at a rapid pace. Our divorce rate is high. Our relationship people are going from place to place. And I have a saying which is called hobosexual, where they're going from place to place, putting their hats down and saying, this is home. It has been acceptable. Share your thoughts in regards to why our modern relationship are falling apart.
Are you asking for Dr. O to talk now?
Dr. Smith, yes. Did I lose you, Doctor?
Did she lose her?
May have lost her, but, you know, we're going to move forward. I still feel alive. She might be on mute if she pushed her mute button. I got her set up because I heard her. So, but that's all right. We're going to move forward and she can join in when we be able to pull her back. So we're working on this tremendously hard.
Well, I know that to just answer that question, you know, sometimes we try to change people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't change, you know, you can't change another person. You know, you just can't, you know, you that's part of the communication thing. But we can't make a person into what we want them to be, you know, if that's not already in place, if the foundation is not already there. One of the biggest things that we try to do, we just try to change. Well, now, if he would just do this or she would just do that, you know, we'd be all right. Well, who's to say? Who's to say that you would be all right? Because if, you know, you change for that, then it'll be something else you have to change. You know, we have to accept our partners, accept people in general, whether it's in the workplace, in home, or wherever, as they are, and quit trying to change them into your image, if that's making sense. And
that's
where, you know, we often get in trouble trying to change somebody, somebody trying to change you. You know, if you're going into a relationship and part of things, you know, about your personality or whatever the case may be, you know, those are things that you're going to talk about. How are we going to, you know, our finances, economics, or whatever. I talk about that a lot because young people, you know, need to understand that you're bringing in your resources and you have to come together with that. And you have to, you know, kind of put these things on the table again as you're going through and talking about, you know, who's taking care of what, are we taking care of this together, those type of things. If there's children prior to relationship that you're bringing into the relationship, that has to be discussed, too, about how are you going to raise these children. Is it going to be that I'm the step and I don't have any voice in what, you know, happens in our house or whatever with kids that we're bringing into relationship? You know, these are my kids and this type of thing. Those types of things are real important that you really have to iron out and get there. But one, like I said, going back to change, you know, if you know who you are and you're okay with you and the person's okay with themselves as is, what are you trying to change? You know, you're bringing that dynamic, that diversity into the relationship. And if you change one thing or a couple of things, you know, we might can, you know, kind of make a compromise on some things, but to change someone, you know, totally into your image, my image, or someone else's image, is really you're asking for trouble from the very beginning, and then bringing other people into your relationships, you know,
mm-hmm.
your family, your cousins, the folks on the job, you know. Everybody knows what's going on in your house except the people in the house. The communication needs to take place inside the home, inside the environment where you are with that relationship, not outside. One thing that can kill a relationship quicker than anything else is what somebody told me about, you know, somebody said, well, girl, if I was you, I would do this, that, and the other. Well, they're not you. They're not you, and they're not in the relationship that you are in. So how's someone going to tell you what they would do? I leave. Well, sometimes leaving may not always be an option.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we had to keep in mind. You know, you can be a part of it, 347-857-4192, offer your expertise on this topic we're talking about. We just got to realize there's so many elements that we're dealing with in a relationship. And if you allow outside elements to influence what direction you're going to your relationship, then it's easy to ask the question dealing with our title of our show tonight, when should you leave the relationship? If you're allowing everybody else to be a part of it, giving you decisions, I mean, giving you information so you can make decisions, and they don't live in that home, and they don't know what you're going through, they don't know what the relationship is all about, then you're going to have a problem with that. So we have to make some tough decisions about what direction we're going to go in our relationship. Again, it's a 365-day job in a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you got to grind. You got to work. You got to make sure it works so it won't fall apart. But if it gets to the point where you have to make a decision to leave, it become abusive. It don't always have to be physically. It can be mentally, emotionally. People can be very abusive. But when they start abusing you to the point that that's taking your own personal civil rights away from you, you must pack your bags and, you know, and I know some people say that's easier said than done, but we're talking about when should you leave a relationship. If abuse occurs, that's one of the things ought to kind of work on you when you get an opportunity to get out. Sometimes some people have known to have to leave with all the clothes on their back with their children, sometimes in their pampers, whatever, just getting out of there, because it is so abusive. So that's one of the things that would add, and that would, we can add to answering our question, when should you leave a relationship? All right, let's look at the next topic of discussion, Scarlett, and I'm hoping Dr. Smith can join us back. I see her on the board, but hopefully she can. Discuss why people today don't know what love is and how to love each other. And I'm going to start off with that one, Scarlett, and then you can follow up on that. Let's understand what this is saying, what we're going to be discussing. Discuss why people today don't know what love is. Again, we'll go back to one of the number one thing dealing with a healthy relationship is self-love. If you can't love yourself, it's hard for you to love somebody else. It's impossible because you don't like what you see. You're not going to be comfortable with what you admire in them because you can't admire what's inside of you or what's outside. If you're not comfortable with your skin, so it's kind of hard to say, you know, love somebody, I love you. It's easy to say, and we, as Christians, we say we love each other. But in a relationship, you have to also be in a situation where all of those things are in play, where you have yourself to the point in order where you say, I'm in love with you, and I want to have a romantic relationship with you that will last forever. If that's where you are in a good position to be successful. Now, the other part is how to love each other. Again, if you don't love yourself and that person is not able to do it as well, oh, you know, we got a problem there. We can't love each other. We're going to spend more time trying to manipulate each other, control is not love, and we want to keep that in mind. Control is not love. A person tell you, I love you, but I want to. I'm not telling you I'm trying to control you, but your actions showing that you're trying to control the narrative, meaning control me and everything that goes around. So the question is just said, or the statement said, how to love each other. And it's hard when you're in a situation where people are trying to control how you think, control whatever you do, and control who you be around, it's hard. They can't love you. That's not love, that's control. Scarlett, share your thoughts on that.
That's a very good point. Some good points there. Love, you know, starts out with the when you see each other. Oh, my God, you just can't, you know, wait to see each other. And you just, your heart, what to say, skip a beat. I think we've heard that in the songs, love songs a lot. Yeah. My heart skipped a beat, that type of thing. That's not sustainable. love evolves. You still skip a beat, but it evolves into so many different other layers and levels that really fosters and encourages a healthy relationship. When you look at your parents or those who are older and they're still together after 60 and 70 years, and when they look at each other, they still see each other in their teens and 20s or whatever case may be. They know they've experienced a lot of things together, and it has evolved into a deeper meaning, a deeper relationship, one that says we really are one. You know, you can almost finish each other's sentences or know what the other person is thinking because you've communicated all those years and you've grown together. That's a deeper meaning and a deeper love that I think, Doc, you're talking about, you know, that you grow into. And so
yes,
it takes on just a whole different layer to it. And these are things that's just really it's a wonderful journey together when you're in that type of committed relationship where you've gone back and you love yourself and you like you and you like the person that you're with. You really do love them. The trust is there. The honesty is there. Communication is there. You really work together on fostering that relationship. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. And, you know, when we're dealing with healthy relationships, you know, we hope that, you know, just everyone can experience those relationships. And it's the same thing with your close friends. That's a relationship, how you maintain. People I know have been friends with people that they went to school with when they were in kindergarten. You know, I read that the other day where a group of men have been friends since they were actually in grade school. They're well into their 60s now, and they're still very close friends. But they've worked on their relationship. It doesn't mean everything was always rosy and fun. You know, even during the hard times and the crisis and the challenges you have to face, that helps you grow. And it provides the experience that you need to sustain the love that you had when you first came into that relationship.
And that's awesome. That's what it's all about. You got to make sure, you know, you understand. See, you have to understand yourself. That's what we keep talking about, understanding yourself. Once you understand who you are, you can really branch out into that field of thing that, you know what love is. And you know you can love that person. Not just saying, you know, I love you. And I keep going back. We're talking about real issues here. And the guru said, you can't just say I love you without showing it. It's all about show. It's right. You heard that thing about show and tell? If you're not ready to show and tell, don't get into a situation, don't get into a relationship and say that you're ready to show and tell. And that's I said I'm gonna show it, and it's a total commitment out of you, because that's one of the things missing here is that we're not ready to be committed. And when you're not ready to be committed to that person and ready to give all you can give, you're gonna have a problem in a relationship. And that's why a lot of people don't understand what love is. They think love is buying gifts. Sometimes they think love is being there every time you call for them. They think love is that. Yes, that might be where you would like for people to be, but that becomes a situation. Some people even get tired of that. But being committed and dedicated to that person and saying you're going to be to a point, be submissive enough to make that relationship work, it has to be from inside out. You know, because I always say, I was sharing this earlier, when I was saying, when you get in a relationship and you begin to be with a person, your spirit begins to come together, and whatever you're doing is being transferred. And you have to be very careful about who you transfer your spirit with. You have to be very careful, because you should be loving from inside out. That's what it should be about. But that goes back to what we said about the first one. The first thing, a first trait of a healthy relationship is self-love. If you are not loving yourself, you can't transfer that from your spirit to somebody else. If you're not comfortable, you hate your skin, but, you know, you cannot put yourself in a situation and transfer that to somebody because it's in your spirit. And what we have to understand is that what we have inside will eventually come out. So the thing about that's one of the things we run into people who don't know exactly what love is and then why they're having a problem loving each other, because it's not just in a romantic relationship, but in a family. We have families can't get along with each other because that of that's transferring of that unacceptable spirit within you. You're transferring it to somebody else. They transferred it to you, and they're just not going to work. But you say you family. We're family. I'm glad to be it. And it's family, and we have families don't even see each other, don't even know each other, because when they get together, they cannot get along. So we're supposed to be loving each other. Our relationship with our family should be very important. We should love one another, because we should know each other more than anybody else knows us, because we do have DNA that is similar, if not the same. That Dana, like my daddy used to say, that's Dana, you know? So that's one of the things we have. And that's terrible in life when you say your relationship in your family is that you don't even know how to love your own family member. That's because you can't and don't understand loving yourself. So you're not going to be successful in any relationship, and you're going to go from place to place because you're looking for the wrong thing. You're going to become, as we said, hobo, not homo, but
hobo sexual.
You're going to move from woman to woman to woman to woman till you find whatever you think you're going to find. But it's inside of you that you need to search and find out about yourself. And that's what we're talking about. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and state who you are and where you're calling from. Then jump in and get your expertise. In the process, when you press 1, I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. All right, Scarlett, we're going to move to a couple of topics because, you know, I would try to work with our time and try to keep it in a place where we can make it through a real positive 1 hour. Reason to leave a relationship. How to know when it's time to go. The reason to leave a relationship. How to know when it's time to go. Scott, I'm going to let you start with that one, then I'm going to jump in.
All righty. Well, I think we pretty much have talked about that as we've gone along and everything, all the other topics we've talked about tonight. Someone trying to change you. You try and change them. Tension in the relationship where you become more like roommates instead of partners in a romantic environment and relationship. If you're being abused, if abuse is there, whether it's emotional, psychological, mental, whatever the case may be, or physical, you know, that is the time to go and seek help. One thing that we also talk about on the show is that it's not. Don't be ashamed of asking for and seeking help from a third party, someone who has no skin in the game and can really sit down and help two people mediate, talk it out, or whatever the case may be. That's if the relationship is something that you want to save, if it's going bad like that. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed, because everyone has been through it one time or another, where sometimes you just have to get another point of view from someone who has no connection with either one but can be a great listener, a great mediator for you. So those types of things are areas where if you you relieve the relationship. If relationship is insecure, jealousy, things of that nature, those are things you're going to have to really sit down and work through. That's not a healthy relationship. If other people from outside are interfering in your relationship, that's something else you're going to have to sit down and work through. You took it outside to the outside folks. And I think I used a case one time, you know, that about my mother when my husband and I had our first a serious argument. I called my mama. Mama said, I'm not in it. Y'all work it out.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
the
best advice
out.
I could have ever gotten when I was in my 20s, middle 20s, you know, the best advice. And always remember that. So these kind of things that, you know, are warning flags. Money disappearing. And you don't know where it's going. You know, it's supposed to be coming in. But where is it going? We've talked about that too. You know, is another outside family or whomever being supported? Or is the person not working as hard as they can or whatever the case may be? Those are things you got to really look at, you know, the economic and the financial part of that too. You know, if you having problems in that area, you better get down to the bottom of it before you be sitting outdoors.
Exactly.
So these are things that you have to really, this is real talk, you know, things that you really have to look for warning signals in relationship if the person's putting you down or you find yourself putting them down to get back, vindictiveness, all these things that can surface if you're not careful.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm going to tell you, I'm kind of moving around a little bit, so my people on Facebook, but Blog Talk Radio don't know, but, you know, we have a power source, and the power source got to act up, started, so everybody can still hear you, but I was kind of moving around on Facebook, so those people looking at me, let me apologize. Call in number 347-857-4192. You know, it's so exciting to have an opportunity to allow you to be a part of this, and we want you to be a part of it. You make us go like we should go. So we do appreciate, this is a vessel for you, and this is a Dr. Lowe show, and we're so glad that some people are beginning to join us at this point. And that's wonderful. In Facebook, we always have numbers that are high. We also have our board filled with individuals. And we was just talking about the reason to leave a relationship. Starting said that whenever you start letting outsiders get involved with your relationship, that's going to cause you to have to leave. Somebody's going to have to leave. Because what you're doing, you're listening to somebody else. What you have to do, like Scarlett mentioned, said the situation came up, and when the parent was called to be involved with it, said, no, you handle that situation. You know, you're married, and that's your situation, because you're going to have a lot of more situations that you will have to handle without me being there. So that's not a reason to listen to these other people for you to leave. You got to work it out with that person. You remember communication as being another one of those healthy relationship tips. You got to be able to communicate. Again, communicate for understanding. That means that you state your piece, but you also allow the opportunity for that mate to speak as well. You might not like what they're saying, but sometimes you have to hear other people to work on your listening skills so you can function at the level so you can be very successful as well. So in a relationship, you know, you have to be able to listen. Don't allow somebody else to come into your relationship and cause you to leave. But that has happened. So we're talking about reasons for leaving a relationship. Abuse. You have to make some decisions. And Scarlett being a counselor, and she, you know, a lifelong counselor, as well as an educator, administrator, counseling is part of hers as well, and she can share her thoughts on that as well. You know, when you get abuse, it's all types of abuse, all forms of abuse. You may have a mental situation that's mental abuse. You have emotional abuse, and sometimes we take that for granted. We always think abuse is physically. You know, if a person continues to just beat you down, keep their foot on your neck, and so you can never move forward and never support it. They're just messing with not only with your mental aspects, and when I say I don't literally mean put their foot on your neck, but they keep grinding at you, biting at you, and doing that. Besides being mentally, you become emotional because they begin to hurt you, and you show your emotion. And then when you get to the point that you can't take it no more, you respond to it. And your response might not be the way that individuals would like to see you because they never saw you that way. Scarlett, share some thoughts on this, how these areas of abuse can cause people reasons for leaving a relationship.
That is so true. Everything you said is so true. abuse is a terrible situation to be in, and I've worked with so many people over the years that experienced that, and they just had a fear of leaving, or fear that the person was going to leave them, even though they were in the relationship, and the person was extremely abusive, both physically and mentally. They had a fear that they'd be left alone. I can't make it on my own. What am I going to do? That's a real fear. I have kids. How am I going to raise these kids alone? Well, in some situations that I've experienced, that not only were abusive patterns being done towards the partner, but eventually it also reached kids. It reached the children.
Mm.
And that's, that was really rough to see, you know, where someone, you know, has abused the mate, and then through a child, you know, through a plate glass window. That's hard to take, and that's real fear. Someone pulling a knife or a gun on you, that's real fear. And, you know, we're not going to sit here and say it's not, because it is. And the fear of, if I leave, will they still try to find and hurt me and the kids? If I stay, it's the same situation. Are they still going to continue to hurt me and the kids? That's when you really need some serious interventions. And there are a lot of resources out there, and I would advise anyone in those type of situations to please seek those interventions and get help. The mate, the partner, also needs to have interventions and some help. So, you know, those are real things. Sometimes we just have a fear that I'll be alone. Nobody else will want me. I'll never find anybody else. This type of thing. These are things that people say, you know. What's going to happen to my income? That type of thing. So, you know, those are real issues and challenges.
And hit it on the head, and we have to kind of look at it, because we're talking about a reason to leave a relationship. And she mentioned earlier about finance. I'm going to spend about 20 seconds, because we've got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left before we'll be closing up the hour. But you, finance, and we had a question about how important was finance. They said, would you stay with a spouse or significant other, a partner, knowing that their financial future is bleak? And that's one of the things you mentioned about how they have a finance. You got finance going out the house or not, and you're not able to handle your finance. Some people, it's a deal breaker with people. Whether you believe it or not, finance is a deal breaker. Whether you handling your bill or handling the household bill, you've got to be able to work at a high level. Or there's a situation when a person come in, you know, they're talking about people checking people's credit report. Credit scores now before they get into a relationship. They're doing it on a job. And a job is a relationship you're going to develop as you move on the job. So you got to be there. So finance play a major role to it. So that's what we're talking about, deal breaker. We're talking about why you should leave that relationship. And the question was, when should you leave a relationship? There are several things we're talking about. We was talking about just basically whether or not that person is really in love with you, or are they there using you, or they're there trying to control you, and whether you want to continue to stay in that relationship, whether you allow other people to come into your relationship, whether that person knows exactly what love is. If they don't know what it is, they're going to have a problem loving you. Whether they're able to communicate with you, whether there's trust issues, where's the honesty, and the last thing is connection. If you have no connection, you may think you do, you might need to walk away from that situation. Our famous thing, and we're going to continue to say it, run as fast as you can.
Run,
you got to get away from it, because life will be a much better if you somewhere else instead of in that relationship. So what we want to do is kind of get ready to close the hour. We have several other things we wanted to talk about, and we love
to. We're going to go to part two.
Part two. We're going to have part two, and we have some outstanding things we want to talk about in part two. So it's all about When should you leave the relationship? And the last thing I'm going to say in regards to that, and then Melissa Carter close it out, how she feels comfortable, share some things with her, what's going on, and I'll share some things as well, is I always say when a relationship ends, you must dismiss the person from your spirit. Don't be afraid. And the only way you can dismiss that person from your spirit is to speak it through your tongue. Speak it in the atmosphere. Because if you don't, that person will still be lingering on and they're going to be still there in your spirit. And you cannot move forward and be successful. That's one thing.
I like that.
That's a statement. When a relationship ends, you must dismiss. And you can look up the Webster definition of dismiss. Related to when you were in school. School was dismissed. Dismiss that person from your spirit. Use your tongue to say, this has ended, and I removed you from my spirit. And you can move forward and have a healthy relationship with the person that's set aside. God has designed and you desire to be with will be available for you. But if not, that person had to come. But every relationship after that could be some sense of success until you find that person for you. But if you continue with that person in your spirit because you allow them to get, because he's in a relationship, an intimate relationship, you got to dismiss. Now, I believe
love
that thought right there.
Love
start,
that.
Share your last thought.
And
we're going to get ready
that.
To close it out.
I think that's I'm gonna join you in your last thought. That was that I like that, you know, dismissing from your spirit from that relationship. Love that. That's something I think that our listener audience can take and run with that. When you dismiss it, let it go. And move
awesome.
On.
And move
this
on.
Has been a
that's
wonderful night. Great topics, and we love our listening audience. We love those that join us each week for this show and also for the Monday night shows. We get a kick out of doing this. We really do, and we enjoy having you all listening and tuning in. And we hope that whatever we discuss or that we phrase whatever, we hope that if it helps one person, if it's made a difference in one person's life, if it's something that has hit your spirit, it really makes us feel good. And we thank you. We can't thank you enough for joining us. So we look forward to seeing you week after next for the next Tuesday edition of the Dr. Lowe Show.
Awesome, awesome, Connor. And I always appreciate you as well as Dr. Smith. End up, I guess the connection wasn't where it needed to be because we ended up losing her online. But that's all right. We know she's here in spirit. We know Lauren as well as Cameron is here in spirit. And we want them to continue to support as well. They'll be back when they get an opportunity. And we appreciate everybody who's taken time to do this because it means a lot. So this is a way to get the word out. And many people join us on Facebook as well as I see numbers. I like to give a shout out to those individuals. First of all, we have Candace Williams. She's watching. We have Jay Ruth. That's my niece. I appreciate that. You know, family, always supporting family. It's all about that. Now, Alicia Faye Reese is Katanga Mass. John Mass, thank you so much. I used to work down in the county and work with her organization down in the county. I retired, Lowndes County. Yvette Smith, again, family member. I appreciate it. I appreciate that's a biological sister. David Hobby, another one of my frat brothers joining us, a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity that's joining us. And I do appreciate Dave joining us. Andre Brin Wings Brinson. Andre owns Brin's Wings. And Andre is a member of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated, and he's joining us. Check him out. He's over there on Bell Road, have some awesome wings, have some awesome things going on in regards to different events that are happening at his establishment. Andre, thank you so much. Deacon Reginald Ruth, another one of my relatives. Everybody say, all your family members over here, but that's all right. I appreciate the support. Deacon Reginald Roop, as I mentioned. One son, Kay O'Neill, my fraternity brother out of the great state of Michigan. And we served on the International Board of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity as regional director. Winston O'Neill, Bingo O'Neill, they call him. Thank you, Frat. We got Renee Hawkins. Thank you. We got Jawanda Warren Cote. Thank you. And Stephanie Fletcher McFarland joining us. And those individuals who've given a wave to us, we appreciate you joining us on Facebook. It's always good to have you here. This is awesome time for the Dr. Lowe Show as well as Milkway Production. We have several things going on. We sent out and check out Facebook. We have a cruise set up in 2020. And I know Scarlett said that's going to be my 100-year celebration as a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority for Sorority Incorporated. Let me get it out. Get it out right. But you'll be in D.C. with your the Zeta, but we made it at a time after that. So hopefully we won't bump heads. But we got a crew going to Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico. We're going to just leave out of Puerto Mobile, and we have the information on Facebook. And it's a 5 and 4. That's 5 days and 4 nights. Have an awesome time. We're going to try to run our show from there as well. We're going to have live audience and listeners there to be a part of. So it's exciting. That's July of 2020, July the 16th. Through July 20th, 2020. We're also on this on the 28th of this month, the Smithway Production will also be having a party, which is an all blue affair. And it's a local establishment in Montgomery called the Greenbriars Place, and it's a shopping center. And you can check that out. It's on Facebook. We'll be on Facebook tonight as well. So we got a lot of things going on. We got many things planned for the future. So we look forward to bringing all those exciting things that's going on with the Smithway Production. We have on Monday nights Talking Real to You. I'm the host, but also we have Scarlett Black as one of the co-hosts, Lauren Smith as a co-host, Dr. Olivia East Smith as a co-host, and also the addition of Cameron Gilmer will be joining us as well. Is the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country. So we appreciate coming at you hard, bringing this vessel to bring this important news to you. Then on Tuesday night, every other Tuesday, the Dr. Lowe Show, you're a part of that now. On Wednesday, we have every Wednesday night, Talking Sports Plus. You can check us out. And we have Coach Tony Stallworth. We have Coach Tremaine Edwards as co-host, Coach Lauren B. Smith, and Daryl E. Crane Elliott, our radio personality. And then on Friday, Balling with the Doc. The time for those shows are 8 o'clock on Monday night, 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. And we're going to run an early show, probably a 2:30 or 3:30 Friday, Balling with the Doc. We're going to have some fun. Join us.
And mention a sponsor again, The Village Place. You might want to mention that one more time.
The Village Place is one of our sponsors. We appreciate Tracy, Hurd, Kendrick, for allowing us to be a part of that. And it's located 107 South 4th Street in Montgomery, Alabama. You know, it's great music. It's good entertainment. It's just a place you can just relax and have an awesome time there. So join them at the Village Place. Happy hours from 5 to 7. So check it out. Ask for Tracy, and you have a awesome time when you go there. Also, what we want to make sure we do, we have two new shows coming up in July dealing with two individuals that will be doing finance and also doing talking about a power hour with all kind of topics. And that, Scarlett, would be Shannon. Shannon would be the Minister Shannon Show, and that's Shannon Peoples, who was on our show previously, the one with that good spirit, is going to be coming out of town. So we'll have a show July. It kicks off on July the 18th of this in a couple weeks this summer. So check it out. It'll be the Minister Shannon Show. So check that out. Then our finance show will be, yes, we're going to have a ball. We're going to have Rachel K. Williams. She'll be with us, and she'll be talking about finance. She was on our show. These individuals been on our show.
Right. We
and now they're
back.
Trying to
branch
out and grow. So we're going to have an awesome time with the Smith Way Productions. We have additional people joining us, and I'm going to call out this person, and this is a young lady that's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Pamela Dennis out of Montgomery. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to wave back at you on Facebook. So we had an awesome night. And we look forward to you joining us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then we'll be back with our Monday show on Monday. And we're going to have an awesome time with Talking Real to You. Tomorrow night is Talking Sports Plus. And you know, it's like I always say, communicate for understanding. That's the hashtag. That's what we talked about tonight. When should you lead a relationship? When the communication breaks down, it's time to go. You know, we always say our three R's, run, as fast as you can. And one other thing I want to leave with you is when a relationship ends, you must dismiss that person from your spirit and use your tongue to speak it. Just remember that. I'm going to post it on Facebook so you
please
can check it out.
That.
But we will have part two of When Should You Leave a Relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you joining us. And I always tell you as we get ready to close our show out, you know, we was talking about love. What you know about love, whether a person loves you, or whether you fall in love, or whatever it may be. But Teddy Pendergrass said it better, and we're going to close it out with him. As I tell you all the time, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it, but we're going to let Teddy tell you. It can be a love.
Let it go, baby.
Oh, baby.